K-10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us now, we have Executive Director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. That's wastewater and trash and recycling, and regular water also. Bruce Woody. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. All right, let's start with this. When are we going to be recycling again? I mean, for real, as in I'm not just putting it in the bin to go into the dump like everything else.
Hopefully the separation is still going on. We want to be sure and keep that that practice going. But the operation of the materials recovery facility, or MRF as we call it, will start again on Monday, June 12th.
Okay.
We will have a soft opening and some training operations going on in a couple weeks ahead of that, but the official reopening is Monday, June 12th.
Can I tell you, when I find myself most irritated about it is when I'm rinsing out the ragu jar before I put it in the recycling that I know is going to go to the landfill. I'm like, no, got me again. and this is, okay, so a couple of times in the past, we'd had incidents with, you know, mechanisms breaking down. We had a fire. This time was purely due to workforce shortage. Is that right?
Yes. We let go a couple of our intermediate supervisors who were the primary folks who did the operations of the central portion of the equipment. So we had to go through a retraining effort. Plus, we've been shorthanded. So the combination of loss of those two staff plus the other vacancies we had created the problem for us.
You said let go. I mean, like they were fired? There was cause? They retired? They left? What? Tell me more.
It is a personnel issue, so I can't elaborate beyond that, but it was for cause, yes.
Okay, all right. So, I just perceived that different from simply winding up short of staff. But look, if the people who were doing this stuff had to be let go for cause, well, you can't just keep them because we need the recycling facility. I fully understand that. And this is, by the way, people don't realize it's not just Escambia County, but it's, you know, all of your surrounding areas that participate in the agreements they have with you. Some in Alabama, Santa Rosa, Gulf Breeze, Milton, like everybody recycles with you guys, right?
Yes, we have seven partners that are six of which are outside of the county.
And that's something
Long Beach, you mentioned Foley, Alabama, several other locations.
Yeah, and just, you know, because it's affecting everybody, this, you know, this inability at this particular moment. Something else kind of interesting that we wanted to follow up with you on. We had a lot of conversations about the Bruce Beach contamination that was, sort of we couldn't figure out why Bruce Beach always had this low water quality. Lo and behold, we did discover the issue and have worked on it. Are we 100% remediated at this point so, you know, we won't be having these issues anymore?
I'm glad you asked me that because we didn't get a lot of media coverage after that officially ended. At the end of March, the last of the sampling at the outfalls there at Bruce Beach and as well as one other location just over by the Wahoo Stadium, we finally got to the point where we're receiving non-detects on our sampling. So we believe that we've cured the problem that was the major contributor to the bacteria issue.
That's huge news. I mean, that's really genuinely great news because when the Bruce Beach project gets done, that means the water's going to be clean. We've got the marina opening up tomorrow. That means the water is clean. That means that the people who live in the area around Old Stinky that would always have issues when the, you know, water backs up in the storms, it's not going to be filled with sewage. I mean, this is a huge win to get that cleaned up, right?
It certainly is. Now there were, we still do have a few non-detects for things such as sucralose, which lets us know that there's no differentiation there between treated and untreated water. So there are still perhaps treated water coming out of septic tanks, et cetera, that's still making it to the storm sewer system, but it doesn't contain enough bacteria to be detectable. So,
okay.
We're continuing our programs to line sewers in the downtown area. The city of Pensacola themselves will continue their testing as they're required to under their municipal separate stormwater system for testing for illicit discharges. But right now, I'm very optimistic that we had a major win with our work that we did together with the city of Pensacola.
Yeah, no, it's a big, it really is a big win. And you know how my industry works sometimes. The problem. Oh, you solved it. Okay, we're done. you don't get a lot of laps on the victory, unfortunately, but we'll let you take one for this for sure. We're talking to Bruce Woody. He's the ECUA Executive Director. Bruce, hang on for just a second. Let's get Candy with traffic on the fives.
Bad accident at Scenic and 90 near UWF. Now, this happened at the Tom Thumb, just to give you an idea of reference, but it is backed up both eastbound and westbound on Highway 90. I would certainly take I-10 if you're going to head in either direction. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Bruce Woody. You're going to have a change to the bulk waste pickup. So if people have big objects, which is what, like old lawnmowers, desks, things like that, refrigerators, whatever, they're going to need to call for a pickup. Is that right?
Yes. We used to do it this way in the past. We switched to a route system several years ago, but we have an obligation to try to keep costs down in order to help keep down the potential for rate increases. So we've identified that really the bulk waste program, by picking it up by curb without some people having to identify it, is very costly. We drive down every street in town four times, one to collect trash, one to collect recycling, when to collect yard trash, and when to collect bulk waste. The volume of bulk waste actually is low enough that it would be more cost-effective to have our customers call in when they have a large bulk waste, as long as they do so before 2 p.m., the day before your regular collection day, or any time before that regular collection day, but no less than 2 p.m. before we'll collect it on the normal collection date. I would also remind folks that things that are that will fit in your trash can really should go on the trash can. We don't need to make a phone call for a countertop appliance,
microwave,
a blender, things like that. If it'll fit in the regular trash can, please put it there. But if it's large and truly bulky, then that's the service you need to give us a call about.
And there's no charge for that, is that right? Or is there a charge?
There is no charge for that.
Outstanding. That's my favorite price. kind of the last thing I wanted to talk with you about is there was I've seen some of the pictures of it, and I know there's video online, but a big water tower over by Addicts Court, Cervantes and I, has been now demolished. And this is a long-term project. I think this is in connection with the new well that you're working on there. You've dedicated that for, the ECUA board member, Elvin McCorvey, who had passed away. And that's all kind of ongoing, right? This is not an immediate project. Like, everything's not in place yet, but what's the long-term project here?
Yeah, it's a 2-year project overall. Right now there's a well located at the intersection of I and Cervantes. And then there used to be an elevated tank at the intersection of Gonzales and the top of the hill about 3 blocks to the north. Ultimately, what we're going to be doing is abandoning the well that's down there on Cervantes and constructing a new well on the site immediately south of where the old elevated tank was located.
Oh, okay.
That tank was built in 1935, about 180 feet in the air, holds 500,000 gallons worth of water. We've removed it and we'll replace it with a 3-million-gallon ground storage tank, so more volume for peak demand and fire flow. And then it'll have a pump and a well treatment system there when it's constructed. Altogether, it's about a 2-year project.
So just layman's question, when I see the elevated water tanks, I always assumed that the purpose of that was if you pump the water up, then it's automatically creating pressure so that when there's demand, the pressure is there, or even in high demand circumstances, like for fire or something like that. But it sounds like we're moving more towards ground-based, pump-based pressure rather than elevated gravity-based pressure. Am I understanding this right?
That is true. It's not practical to put millions of gallons in a tank elevated up in the air. The demand in several areas due to growth and infill development, et cetera, is increasingly higher, particularly fire flow for commercial buildings. And
as such,
the places where we have storage tanks, we need larger volumes oftentimes. So it isn't practical to put that much water in the air because of the weight. So in lieu of elevated tanks, we put ground storage tanks, and we create the pressure that we would have otherwise had by elevation by installing booster stations at those ground storage tank locations.
Okay, and that's, I mean, just for an example, out on Pensacola Beach, we have an empty beach ball elevated tank, and we have three full water tanks on the ground by the entrance to the beach, right? I mean, that's just kind of the way it is.
Exactly. Yeah, when we abandoned the old beach ball, we were going to take it down, but obviously it's a landmark, and the county gladly took it over. So they own it and maintain it. It is empty, but it still serves its purpose as a landmark.
Yeah, and we still have water on the beach, no problem, because we just do it a different way. ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for giving us clean water. Thanks for taking away the dirty water. Thanks for taking away the trash and helping us do recycling when it comes back online. And I assume you'll give a lot of public notice when it comes back online so people can really be on their P's and Q's when that happens. Thank you so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, really well. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely.